Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, July the 5th, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, of course, you can tune us in at 103.3 FM. And if you're listening anywhere else on the planet or want to, just go to our website to tune in, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning. This is a community-supported visual radio station. So our viewers are watching today on the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We're glad that you are with us as well this morning, everybody, because coming up, it is our regular interview and visit with our guest from the Farmington Public Library. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking, of course, about the summer reading program and all the prizes that they have collected at the Farmington Public Library. They're like hoarders over there, but they're going to give them away. So I guess it's kind of anti-hoarder. We'll be talking about that in the next few moments right here on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. Then later on this hour, of course, we'll be checking in with Ron Price on a lesson about life in the sandbox. You can join us for that today at 8:50 a.m. coming up right here. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts. Mick is featuring music from Prokofiev. That's coming up today. Roving with the arts will take us to 10:30, I should say, and right on Four Corners. That's our local and regional author program with Delcherie Gladden. This week, Delcherie is speaking with author Alexandra Diaz about her book called Farewell Cuba, Mi Isla. That is coming up today at 10:30 on Right on Four Corners here on KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, a sunny morning so far, already 70 degrees. We're expecting more sun and more heat for the next several days. Take a look at that 10-day forecast. 95 and sunshine today, 96 tomorrow and Friday, 95 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday, 98 next Monday and Tuesday. Really flirting with those triple digits next week as well, and overnight lows clear and relatively cool down to about 60 degrees. Back with my guest in just a moment. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts from July 6th through July 30th. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. KSJE is supported by the Harvest Food Hub, featuring local produce and goods located at 310 West Animas Street in downtown Farmington. The Food Hub is open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6:30 p.m., Saturdays 11 to 3. The Food Hub accepts all forms of payment, including SNAP. SNAP recipients receive 50% off all produce. Weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly farm boxes will begin June 22nd, with a discount farm box available for San Juan College students. sanjuancollege.edu/harvestfoodhub. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning from the Farmington Public Library, Jennifer Leapfrog Ryan is here. Good morning. Good to have you here. Thank you for being here.
What did you call me?
Leapfrog. Jennifer
okay.
Leapfrog.
Right. You said it fast.
Ryan. I didn't understand. Yeah, Jenny Lee, right? Isn't that your
yeah.
middle name?
Yeah. That's obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. But we all call you Jenny Lee.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, that's
but
fine.
I can use your full name if you'd like during the interview. It's up to you.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, good to have you here. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. You are in the midst of summer reading.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Farmington Public Library.
All summer reading,
right?
All the time. I go to sleep and I dream of summer readings.
I bet.
So we're actually doing really well. We're very close to our goal of 2,500 people registered for summer reading.
Okay.
We're about halfway to our goal of 30,000 books.
How about that, everybody?
I logged.
Right.
So keep reading and logging. Register if you haven't done so already. When you register for summer reading in Beanstack, make sure you're with the Farmington Public Library. New Mexico, yes, not Minnesota.
Okay.
Not Connecticut.
No.
I've had a couple people come up when you go in and you register through the app,
mm-hmm.
it'll ask, like, with my library or school, or you could just do the generic one that Beanstack does. Make sure you go to my library and school and pick Farmington Public Library.
New Mexico. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
And that way you will get to our Read All About It summer reading program.
There you go.
Yeah.
And here we are. And that started, like, what, 1st of June?
1st of June. Registration started May 1st.
Okay.
Logging your books started June 1st. And it goes until July 31st. So you've got until July 31st to read and log 5 books to complete the program. That's the official completion of the program.
Okay. That's any age, any person, anybody, just 5?
It's everybody.
That's what you want.
All across the board. Yes.
All right.
I'm working towards simplifying it. So rules apply to everybody.
All right.
And then for that 5 books, you get one chance to win the grand prize. For the kids, it's a 12-volt Chevy Silverado with a parental control, so they can just pack
take
their
off.
Little bags and take off, right?
All right, okay.
For the teens, it's a PlayStation 5. And then for the adults, it's a Kona Lanai mountain bike with a customization allowance from 505 Cycles.
Wow.
So those are the grand prizes. So you read log 5 books, you get one chance to win. Every book you read over 5 is one more chance to win.
Uh-huh.
So if you read 105 books.
What? Who would do that?
You get 101 chances to win.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll put your name in the drawing 101 times.
Okay.
So keep reading and logging.
Okay. That's how it works.
Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but you have to log it in Beanstack. That's the only way you can win these fabulous prizes.
Right.
And it's not just the grand prizes. So then we're doing weekly drawings.
Okay.
And those are just, they're literally random drawings. So earn your badges with activities, log books, you know, the badges you earn, log books, write reviews, all kinds of stuff in the app, and you'll see it right there. And then we've got our raffle ticket prizes. So make sure you use all of your raffle tickets by the end of this month. And if you're looking for it, if you go in the app, just tappity-tap on that Read All About It logo. At the top, you're going to see a menu of things, and it'll say overview and description and badges and activities, rewards, ticket drawings. So you go into the ticket drawings, you can see what's available for your age group, and then you can earn your digital raffle tickets, and you can just put them in there.
I see.
So you can put them in, you can take them out, you can mess with it until August 5th, basically. We'll do the drawing on August 6th, right before our foam party.
Right.
And so you can mess with those raffle tickets and arrange them all you want. And as of Monday, we added a God of War Ragnarok PlayStation 5 bundle to the adult raffle tickets. So here's my tale of woe.
Okay. That looks cool, though.
It is cool. The game code that comes with it is rated M for mature due to graphic violence.
Okay.
So when we were having trouble getting a PlayStation, this is the first one that I could get my hands on.
Right.
So I bought it.
Yeah.
And then we later got a plain one that wasn't rated M for mature for the teens. So this one we're giving away to the adults with the raffle tickets. The regular PlayStation 5 for the teens, it's reading and logging books.
Okay. There you go. That's how you do it.
Okay.
And just to be clear on the raffle tickets, there's no purchase necessary, right, to get raffle tickets. So the tickets are just part of the summer reading program.
Right, exactly.
So it's not like you're having to buy anything.
No, it's through all
the challenges and the other things that you mentioned is how you accumulate these raffle chances.
Right.
And then you can choose, I guess, where you want to put your ticket to win the prize.
And they're digital. They're not like, we don't hand you like paper tickets. Yeah,
they're
right there in your account. When you go to the ticket drawing, drawings. It'll tell you how many you have available. It'll tell you how many you have in each prize. So you can, you know, divvy them up among all the prizes. You can put them all in one prize that you really want.
Right.
It's totally up to you.
Okay.
So each ticket is one chance to win that particular prize. So make sure you use up all your raffle tickets. If you need help divvying them up or seeing how to do that, come see us at the library. We can help you out. I do like a Beanstack help desk every Monday from noon to one. So right after story time on Mondays,
right,
you can come see me. I will help you out.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning you in the lobby of the library, the rotunda of the library, with like a little, like, you know, Lucy Van Pelt psychiatric help booth.
That's what we have for our drop-in tech help on Thursdays.
Okay. All right.
Mine
Making
is
sure.
a crystal ball, and all your questions will be answered.
Okay.
You haven't seen the signage I've made?
I have not.
So, I also sometimes get some help from Marjorie T. Bear.
Mm-hmm.
She is now our library mascot. She was left at the library, and I named her after the author of The Velveteen Rabbit, which is like the story that really affected me about abandoned stuffed animals. So Marjorie has a home until her human comes to claim her.
Still available, right?
Still,
to be claimed.
Absolutely still available,
sure.
But
okay.
while she's waiting for her human to claim her, we have appointed her to the stuffed animal shenanigans coordinator.
Good.
So
put
yes.
her to work. Put her to work.
Yeah.
Make her, you know.
Yeah. So if you need stuffed animal shenanigans or help with Beanstack, Marjorie's your bear.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And so all this, again, through the end of the month, you only have till the end of July now, or in July, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
And
the deadline to log your books is midnight, July 31st.
That's it.
Yes.
And then your app turns into a pumpkin or something.
Well, it just doesn't let you. I mean, you can log your books, and
sure.
you do want to log your books all year round.
Sure.
It just doesn't count them.
Right.
So suppose you've been in Beanstack like this whole time. You signed up for summer reading last year.
Right.
You've been logging your books all year long.
Right.
And you just forgot to accept the summer reading challenge. Go ahead and click that now. It'll backlog. It'll count all the books you have logged in Beanstack from June 1st to July 31st.
See?
So you don't have to play catch up. You're totally fine.
Okay.
But yeah, and then get used to using Beanstack like all year round. Studies have shown that just 20 minutes of reading a day with your child or, you know, just for your own personal benefit.
Right.
20 minutes of reading a day really helps with school skills, with, you know, with work skills, with everything. It just makes a huge difference. And as you know, New Mexico has a literacy problem because we are 50th. And the only reason that we are 50th is because D.C. and Puerto Rico aren't counted.
Okay.
So we do have quite the literacy problem.
Sure. Right.
You know, we want to make sure everybody knows the library is for everyone.
Right.
It's not just a bunch of old women shushing you, you know, and snooty academics.
I've never been shushed at the library, and I make a lot of noise sometimes.
So if I haven't shushed you,
yeah,
right now, it ain't going to happen.
I'm just saying. So there you are.
Yes.
And I know it's the Farmington Public Library, but the library is open to folks from throughout the region. I think there's opportunities for folks from throughout the region to get a Farmington Public Library card.
Absolutely. So you can go to our website right now at infoway.org. On the left-hand side, you're going to see a list of things put, you know, and it says get a library card.
Yeah.
You can get a digital library card right now.
No matter where
you are.
Okay.
Right. And then you can use all of our online resources. So that's downloading books from Libby. That's using Creative Bug or our Gale resources or our auto repair manuals. Or I mean, there's just so many. The only thing you can't do with your digital card is check out books. So when you come into the library, bring that digital card number and your PIN, and we'll set you up with a regular library card, get your account all set up.
Right.
And you need to bring proof of mailing address, just like some junk mail that proves that you've received mail at that address.
Right. Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
Your photo ID. And then if your kid is getting a library card, they just need a parent to sign for it. The parent needs to have a valid library card. as well. Yeah.
So, for example, for our friends maybe watching in Colorado this morning, they could go online right now and get that digital card.
Right.
Even though they live in a whole different state.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
Right.
And then next time they come to Target or something.
Right.
They can stop by the Farmington Public Library and get their actual physical card.
Yes.
And have it ready to go.
So most libraries, this is another where, you know, New Mexico, we have to be different. So most libraries are funded by property tax in every other state. Mm-hmm. So your access to the library services depends on, you know, where you live and where your address is. For New Mexico, it's gross receipts tax. It's that sales tax that goes to fund the operations of the library. Now, the extras, like the prizes for summer reading, I want to make sure we thank the Farmington Public Library Foundation. They do fundraisers, and then this is how they help encourage literacy in our area with the prizes.
Right.
But the operations are funded by the sales tax. And no one in the history of the world has come to Farmington, gotten a library card, and left without buying a tank of gas, buying a meal, going to Target, you know, something. Mm-hmm. So basically, we consider that you have paid for your library card and your library services. So,
and that's why you offer that to folks from outside the area, whereas other libraries may not.
Right, because they're funded by property tax, and it's the people that live in that area. Right. Yeah. So, but New Mexico is different. Not all New Mexico libraries do it that way, but at the Farmington Public Library, we've decided that, you know, literacy is just so important. We're really not going to, you know, we're really going to simplify the process of getting a library card. So
very good. Well, and again, we are the retail hub of the region. And so there are a lot of folks that come from out of town, and it's great to be able to share the resources that we enjoy with the Farmington Public Library with the visitors who come in, whether they're here regularly or once in a blue moon or whatever, they can still come into the library.
There is no better way to prove that the library is for everyone than to invite everyone into the library.
What a concept.
I know. It's bizarre.
That's right.
Crazy. I know.
There you go.
So, it's like it was thought through or something. I don't know.
Exactly. And so again, if they have that digital card, can they get into Beanstack and they can register for summer reading if they live in Timbuktu or wherever?
You know what? You don't even need a library card to get into Beanstack. I want you to have a library card, and I highly encourage it.
All right.
But in Beanstack, no, it's any book you want to read.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be from the library.
But it's picking that Farmington Public Library in New Mexico and the part of the Beanstack sign up that gets you into the Farmington program.
Yes. So,
okay.
You don't have to put in a library card number. You can use your library card number and PIN as your username and password if it makes it easier for you to remember. That works too.
Right.
But yeah, sign up for it. The site and our program is exclusive to our library, but doesn't require a library card. Now, if you're out of state and you're signing up for it and you win a prize, we might have trouble mailing it.
Gotcha. All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, we do want to keep the prizes locally, again, because they were provided by the Farmington Public Library Foundation.
Right.
I can mail your T-shirt if you need me to, if you're not going to make it to the library. So.
Right. And that's another big perk is that everyone gets a T-shirt from the summer reading program,
right? Everyone gets a T-shirt. Yeah. Well, if you read and log 5 books, well, you earn your T-shirt.
Right, that's how you earn it. That's right.
Exactly. And your first day to pick up your summer exclusive limited edition summer reading T-shirt. Sorry, I forgot.
Right.
Its proper name.
Yeah.
Is at our foam party August 7th.
Okay.
So we're gonna end the summer the day before school starts. One last splash. Come to our foam party Monday, August 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's open for everyone. We'll have your T-shirts. It'll be your first chance to pick up your T-shirt. It'll be your first chance to pick up if you've won the grand prize or any of the raffle prizes. We'll have all the prizes available. And then we're just going to have a good time out with the foam. So if you haven't been, it's a hoot.
Is it?
It's a hoot.
Okay.
Yes.
If you say so. All right. That is Monday, August 7th, the end of summer foam party to celebrate the summer reading program at the Farmington Public Library. Obviously, this is an outdoor event.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just ordered the sprinklers for the sprinkler garden.
Okay.
So.
I was going to say, I would assume that foam and books don't really go well together.
I don't know how. I mean, I guess I did get a little wet when I, you know, like kind of, you know, like I ran through it in my clothes and everything, and I was like, oh, it's foam. okay. It's not necessarily wet. The sprinklers are wet.
Sure. Right. The foam's just foam. Yeah.
The foam's just foam. All yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. It's non-toxic, hypoallergenic.
Right.
We have discovered if you spend all day in the foam, you might have a problem. But
might get a little wet.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe parents bring a towel.
Yeah. No, we'll provide towels.
You got towels?
We've got towels, well, yeah.
Who knew the library had towels?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again to the Farmington Public Library Foundation.
There you go.
They really support us.
See, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. And bring a towel, but if you forget it, we got one for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, you were going over the numbers at the beginning of the show, and I wanted to just go back and kind of revisit those, because this is kind of your goal, is to obviously get a lot of people reading year-round, and especially over the summer, and kids especially, because they're out of school, and so it kind of gets them ready to go back to school.
Right.
And avoids that summer slide of just, you know, being out of the classroom.
You learned the term summer slide. Look at you.
I pay attention a little bit.
A little bit.
To what you're telling me. So. But yeah, and so this is all part of that, and so the numbers are looking very encouraging, are they
really
not?
Really good. The teens are logging an average of 11 books per teen, which is up from last year.
That's awesome, right?
Yes.
Again, they only have to do five,
they're
overachieving.
Oh, no, they want that PS5.
I guess they do.
Bad. Yeah. They want it.
Right.
So, and then the teens have been coming to our Books and Bites program, where we have some snacks, because rumor is that teens like the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a themed book, so we have a menu of books that they can choose from. So they've been enjoying that.
Nice.
We've got the Super Smash Summer event coming up, I believe, next Tuesday. And it is a outdoor gaming event. We have a big inflatable screen. We play Super Smash Brothers, or pretty much whatever you want to do. With, you know, with teens, we just kind of let them do what they want to do,
right,
as long as it's legal.
Okay. You know? All right. Fair enough. But they're playing video. The point is, they're playing video games on a gigantic outdoor screen.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Right?
We got together as the staff, and we played on the big screen, and it was so fun. I'd never played Super Smash Brothers, and I am a gamer.
Right.
We did it like an elimination tournament with the staff for practice for, you know, for the patrons.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it through the first round.
Okay.
I won in my battle against Dominic.
Okay.
So, and then I lost the second round.
Oh.
Because, well, I had never played, so I learned a move, you know. And it's a battle thing, you know. So I learned a move, but apparently Deandra, I think I'm saying her name wrong, she knew two moves.
Oh.
So.
Oops.
Yeah.
So she busted your move.
She did.
Yeah. Okay.
She won pretty quickly.
I see. Well, you know, try again.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a little awkward. But, no, it was a lot of fun. So we encourage the teens to come out for their Super Smash Summer.
Okay.
And then we'll be doing some gaming events throughout the year.
Right.
So, and then starting in August, so August 23rd is the 20th anniversary of the building.
Wow.
It's not the new library. So we've got some things planned for that. We'll have an event on the actual anniversary.
Nice.
In Beanstack, we're going to do a scavenger hunt throughout the library, kind of how we did like find the unicorn. So you find the unicorn,
mm-hmm,
and it was a stuffed unicorn, and there was a code next to it. So basically, this is going to be a tour of the building. So it'll have fun facts about the building that you may or may not have known previously.
Okay.
And then you find the area and you put in the code.
Does the tour include the underground tunnels?
No.
Oh. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No, sorry.
Okay. At least we're talking about it.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Yeah,
20
you're not,
years.
You're not supposed to know about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's amazing. 20
it,
years old.
It really is. And, you know, people walk in and they're like, this is amazing. I can't believe this building is 20 years old. We've really, really worked hard to take care of that building, because it is for everyone in San Juan County. It does get used a lot. I mean, you have 800 people a day coming in. That's, you know, at least 800 toilet flushes per day.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you start thinking about it in terms of that, it's amazing. You know, our custodial staff just really, really does a great job taking care of everything. You don't smell, like, you know, sometimes when you walk into libraries, you smell that book smell, those dust mites. No, our adult services and youth services staff, our collection development, selectors, our tech services staff. We keep the books, you know, in really nice condition, keep them clean, make sure our collection is, you know, because you deserve to read a, you know, a book that isn't dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
You deserve to have a building that is clean and sure. comfortable and inviting. So we really take that to heart, and it's really important to us. And that's why we're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of our
coming
building.
In August, you said, right?
In August, yes.
There you go.
So, yeah.
And it's amazing that it's been around that long, because I think folks still do refer to it as the new library, but it really isn't anymore.
Not as much as when I first started 18
right.
years ago.
Okay.
But I have heard it every once in a while.
Right.
So, yeah. If you think about it, how many organizations have come and gone in the old library building downtown
right.
in the past 20 years?
True.
So, yeah, we've outlasted a few things in the old one.
The downtown center.
It's called
right.
now. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's true. But it is a public impressive. Building, and it's probably one of the more visited public buildings in the city, I would say, along with the museum and things like that. But the library is, you know, and there's so many things that go on when you look at it, even over the summer, when you have events indoors and outdoors, in the lawn, the concerts.
Oh, my gosh. And the Parks Department does such a great job of maintaining the outdoors. Yeah, we try to use our outdoor spaces as much as we can in the summer. But, you know, and in the winter, it's everybody's in there. We just had our summer solstice,
right.
which obviously was indoors.
Right.
We had Frederick.
What day was
Aram.
That again? Oh, the 21st.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, just checking. I'm making sure you're paying attention, and you are.
I am.
I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm focused. I'm in the zone.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Talking about the library and summer readings.
Right.
Yeah. So but we're going to have a lot of stuff coming up in the fall, too. We've got an eclipse coming up in October.
That's right.
We've got a local author fair coming up in November. We just got a micro grant from WIDA. Which is going to be showing the PBS series on American Icons. So it's like the Golden Gate Bridge, Bald Eagles, Cowboys.
Oh, is that like the station WETA?
WETA? I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what WETA stands for.
Okay. Well,
I just learned it's WETA and not WETA. So.
Okay. It might be a public broadcasting entity.
Yeah, so we just got it, so I don't have all the details on it yet, but keep watching for that.
All right.
And then we got a FINRA grant. Remember, they did the, and I forget what it stands for, but it's financial something or other. They did the Thinking Money for Kids
right
before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So we do now have a longer term grant from them. So we're going to be doing a lot of classes and sessions and helpful things on financial literacy and, you know, that kind of thing, which I know is something, a topic that's, you know, on people's minds.
Right.
So saving and budgeting and all that kind of fun stuff. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we've got a lot coming up. It's going to be crazy. The best way to make sure you don't miss any single event that you want to attend is go to infoway.org.
Okay.
Click on the events calendar. When you see an event you want to attend, click on that event. You can read the description, but you can also save it to your calendar. So you can share it to a friend. You can get email notifications about other events like that one. Also, when you sign up for Beanstack, if you ask for recommendations, you'll get emailed periodically, you know, the events that are coming up.
Nice.
So, but the best way is to go to our events calendar and save it to your calendar. And that way it's in your digital calendar.
Right.
Works with Google, Outlook.
Everything.
All that jazz, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. So. Wherever your phone tells you to go, you can go, and you won't miss a thing. That's what I do.
That's kind of how I'm living my life now with it, with everything we've got going on in the library.
Right.
We are busy, 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 and we are working hard to make sure that you know you are welcome to the library, to invite you to come in, use computers, read and log books and Beanstack, read magazines, read the newspaper, you can check out DVDs, you can check out audiobooks, you know, there. You can download e-audiobooks and e-books online.
Right.
So there's just we have a lot of resources you may not know about. And, you know, the challenge is finding as when you need something, letting you know you have it. Because if I tell you right now that we have auto repair manuals and you're not looking to repair your auto.
Right.
it means nothing to you. When you have an auto repair, if you just have something strange and you don't know where to start, come to the library. We can get you started. I bet you we have a database for that.
Now that should be on a t-shirt.
That should be on a t-shirt. If you have something strange, come to the library.
There you go.
That is our new motto.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it very much. All right.
I'm going to get it etched on the glass outside.
Oh, nice. Very nice. It is the Farmington Public Library. They are in the middle of the summer reading program. It is going on to the end of this month of July. And then, of course, there'll be the foam party on August the 7th.
From 10 to 2.
10 to 2, right, to celebrate the completion of the summer reading program. You can pick up your t-shirt.
It'll be a foam-tastic good time.
You said it.
I didn't say it.
But yeah, there you go, everyone. And, of course, you can always check out the Farmington Public Library. You can go online, infoway.org, and check out all the things that they have. And it is a great resource that we have in the city of Farmington to share with the greater community. So thanks to you and all the people that work with you. I know you are just one representative of the staff.
Oh, I am one of many.
The Farmington Public Library.
And like I said,
who gets up early and schleps over here to come on the radio and talk to me about what's going
on.
I don't know what you did in a previous life to get you this assignment, but you got it.
Seriously, I know. Yeah.
But we're glad that you're here to share all the news about the library. So thank you for that.
As much as I can fit in what, 50 minutes, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm cramming a lot in, but there's even more than what I've talked about, believe it or not.
I'm sure there is.
So, yeah. Book sale. We're doing a book sale this year.
Oh, you are?
Okay. September 15th, I want to say.
All right.
I think it's on the calendar, so.
Stay tuned, as we say.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'll have more information on that when, we get closer.
All right. I know a lot of people here at Salmon College will be happy to hear the book sale is back on because it's a pilgrimage.
It is.
For folks from the college.
Oh, my gosh. I love the contest. What is it called?
The Dumb Book Contest.
The Dumb Book Contest.
Yes.
I'll have to come up with some library swag to to support the Dumb Book Contest.
They would love that.
That is amazing.
That would be great. But until then, it's summer reading. That is the focus.
It's summer reading, yes. Okay. Yeah, focus.
All right.
Yeah.
We're focused on it. Very good.
Yeah.
Jennifer Leapfrog Ryan, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Make sure you read and log your books in Beanstack.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Read your books and then log them in Beanstack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
Very good. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Thank you. Farmington Public Library, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.